Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online on AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Well, if you don't know about the Carolina Thread Trail, then you don't know nothing. I'm just teasing. The Carolina Thread Trail is really quite something that just keeps growing and growing and growing every year. And today, Jessica Otto is with us. She is the director of the development and marketing for the Carolina Thread Trail, because some guy by the name of Brett Baranek couldn't
be. Who is that guy?
Who is he?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Who cares about him?
He wasn't here. Yeah, he's been here before. So, Jessica, tell us a little bit about you.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm thrilled to be here at Substation 2. Like you said, I'm with the Carolina Thread Trail. And the Carolina Thread Trail, I'm sure your listeners know this, but just as a reminder maybe for those new listeners, it's a 15-county planned trail network. So that's, if you think about that, 15 counties, as far north as Statesville, North Carolina, down to Great Falls, South Carolina, when it's complete. And when it's done, it will be a 1,600-plus mile network of trails. It's not a straight trail when you think about something like we were talking about the Appalachian Trail earlier.
Oh, yeah.
This is more of a spider web connecting people to the places they want to go and to each other. And right now, today, that vision's not complete. We have about 400 miles open, though.
400 miles is open right now.
Yeah, yeah. So that's great. And we're really getting a lot of momentum, especially in places like York County, where there's so much enthusiasm for cycling and outdoor recreation. I think that there's a lot of people here in this region now who love trails and love greenways and want more of them as fast as they can get them.
Boy, that's the truth. I mean, we've seen it pop up all over the place. We were chatting before we went on the air. The Riverwalk trail is, I can remember when they opened the thing. And now you're lucky if you can get enough space to walk on it. Is that popular?
That's the good, and yeah, that's the double-edged sword of it, isn't it? Yeah, that's the Piedmont Medical Center Trail down there by the riverfront in Rock Hill. We have recently deployed actually some trail counters, or these little like anonymized things that just count people walking past them. We've got them in 25 sites. So this is not to say we have one on every single trail in the Thread Trail network, but yeah, that the Riverwalk Trail is far and away from the ones we're counting has the most visitation, and second place, I can tell you, it isn't even close. And it's just, it's a testament to the great work that's been done here in New York County and in Rock Hill, and how beautiful that is and how many people want to be there and be outside.
Nothing like walking along the edge of the river,
yes,
the Catawba River.
Gorgeous.
Now, obviously, not all of the Carolina Thread Trail goes by the Catawba River.
That's
but
right.
I'm sure you've got plenty of scenic spots like that.
Sure, yeah, for sure. I mean, a lot of the places where you can find a good opportunity for a trail do happen to be maybe along a river or a creek. You know, Little Sugar Creek Greenway in Charlotte is one of the bigger greenway projects in our network. In Gaston County, along the South Fork River Corridor, there's going to be about a 26-mile, eventually, corridor that'll go from the top of Spencer Mountain all the way down to Daniel Stowe Botanical Gardens.
Shoot.
And that's just incredible to think about all those little textile towns in Gaston County and what it will do for their economy, having people coming probably from, you know, couple hours away to be able to ride on their bike, something like that, visit breweries and restaurants, maybe stay the night. It's a great project.
So who is the brainchild behind all this? Who came up with this idea?
Carolina Thread Trail got its start around about 2008, and we're a nonprofit organization, the Carolina Thread Trail, and our partner was and still is the Catawba Lands Conservancy. And so the Conservancy does not have the same 15-county footprint. It's 7 counties, not including York, but it's a land trust. It conserves land forever for to keep it green and keep our air healthy and our water clean. And the issue sometimes is, you know, you're preserving it, but that means, you know, people maybe don't get access to it. And we want people to see and be able to experience and have access to nature. And so trails are just a real natural partner to land preservation. There's a lot of dual roles between those two. And in fact, I don't know how much folks, this is a little inside baseball, but these two organizations, as of January 1st of this year, have formally merged, and we are now one organization.
So the Threat Trail and the land, the Catawba Land Conservancy are one and the same.
That's right.
Ah, interesting. I didn't know that.
We've really functioned that way for years and years. You know, one executive director for both, one staff for both, but now we've, this will streamline things for us a little bit.
So to do all this, I mean, has somebody... I'm just trying to figure out how you pick. You say 1,600 miles.
Right.
When it's finally done, you got 400 miles open now.
Right.
So how do these pieces come together? Does somebody look at the vision that you originally had and say, "We'd like to get this little piece of land over here so we can walk across it"? I mean, how do you do it?
It only happens through our partners, and they're the ones that are really doing the heavy lifting on this. You know, think about where we sit right here. You know, Rock Hill has a Parks and Rec department. York County has a Parks and Rec department. Fort Mill has a Parks and Rec department. And all of them have, you know, varying degrees of a vision and a master plan for their trails. But when the Carolina Throat Trail was born, the idea was, how can we really leverage what each individual community is doing to create something that's going to have exponential value for the region? And how can we make sure that, you probably know this, like sometimes municipalities and counties, maybe they're not so good at working together because they've got their own budget, they've got their own priorities, quite naturally. So the Carolina Thread Trail, the vision and the master plan for it, knits all that together, all of those many partners. And we've worked with the first work of the organization when it first started was to create that master plan, to have, you know, community meetings, to get grassroots input on where do you want to go, where should these trails be, where are the people, where are the places those people want to go. And they, 15 counties and 88 municipalities later, the master plan, you know, came about for the Carolina Thread Trail.
So you actually did, in the formative years, you sat down with all of these entities and said, what do you think about this?
Yes, absolutely.
Did you get their buy-in?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting, a place like York County, when you think about the growth that's happened here, you look at Fort Mill. The master plan was created over 10 years ago. Fort Mill is not the same place.
Oh, Lord, so what we're
really finding is we're in, especially as more people move to this region, as there's more excitement around building out this trail network, we are kind of revisiting some of those and finding that there's tweaks to be made. But that's, like I said, the ones that are doing the heavy lifting are those local governments. They, for the most part, we have some trails that are on our preserves, but many, the vast majority of them really are owned and operated by, you know, counties and towns.
So the Anne Springs Close Greenway and all the trails they have in there, is part of that connected to your Thread Trail?
It is, yes. The Anne Springs Close Greenway is part of the Carolina Thread Trail network. That's right.
So then you have to figure out, okay, how do we connect that, let's say, down to Riverwalk?
Yes. You know, actually, Fort Mill right now is going through a redo of their master plan for their greenways and trails. And so we're looking for the answer to that big question from that. It's important right now. We'll have an interesting connection coming up pretty soon from North Carolina to South Carolina, and that Anne Springs Close Greenway question of how we're going to get from there and then eventually on to Rock Hill is a key part of that. The Little Sugar Creek Greenway, which many folks have probably been on who are listening right now, is just about complete from Cordelia Park, which is north of downtown Charlotte in the North Davidson neighborhood. It goes right now all the way down to Park Road Shopping Center, and there's a little gap there that's about to be closed. It's about to open up this little segment there so that you'll be able to go within, I'm going to say, in the next 2 or 3 months, you'll be able to ride your bike from Cordelia Park all the way down to Pineville, North Carolina.
Oh, my gosh.
Mecklenburg County is also working on from Pineville to the South Carolina state line in Lancaster County. I went out and looked at that about a month ago, and, I mean, the trail's not down, it's not open yet, but it's cleared, and, you know, I'm not going to recommend anybody go and trespass on it.
But not yet, anyway.
So, yeah, that is a big question, is how do we get from that? That's, that'll be a big moment when we make that connection from North to South Carolina. It'll be, I guess, the second one, but we're, from there through Lancaster to Anne Springs Close on down into Rock Hill.
And people need to realize that these trails aren't all blacktopped or whatever. They're very...
Right.
Very natural in most places.
In many places, right, exactly.
And then you hit something like Riverwalk, which is paved.
Exactly right, exactly. So we got a good assortment. You can find a little trail that's paved in a local park or something like Riverwalk close by. You can go to our trail map online, and you can, if you're looking for a different type of an adventure, maybe you want to go somewhere further afield, you can search it by that. But I want a natural surface trail. I want one that's by water. I want one that's ADA accessible. I want one that's in Cabarrus County. You can put in a lot of different searches and find your adventure.
So my guess is you got everybody at the Thread Trail probably got a little excited when you learned what York County was doing with Catawba Bend Preserve.
Oh, gosh, yes. What an incredible vision from York County acquiring that property there. I think it's in 2018. What is that, about 2,000 acres? Am I saying, is that right?
1,900
acres. On the Catawba Riverfront. It's a nature preserve. I guess they've already had some cross-country meets down there, is what I've heard.
They had one here during the fall.
Okay.
And that was kind of like the grand opening for people to see it for the first time.
Okay.
And they had high schools from all over the place. They set these courses out. And I happened to be out there on a Saturday morning. It was chilly, but just crisp as it could be. A beautiful day.
Wow.
People just went nuts over the place. And this is just in its raw stage. I mean, you know, the biggest challenge there is the road network, and they're addressing that. They're going to get road systems in there. But people just loved it. They just went nuts.
And that what we'll have 5 miles of riverfront trail eventually through
there.
Oh,
yeah.
It's going to be incredible.
Going to have all kinds of stuff. So you meaning the Catawba... I'm sorry, Catawba, the Carolina Thread Trail. You've already probably talked with somebody down there about, can we connect you with us?
Yeah, the master plan actually continues along the Catawba River through the Catawba Indian Nation down into Lancaster, Chester County, and onto Great Falls. So there definitely will be a Carolina Thread Trail connection. And yes, our staff meets regularly with the staffs of, you know, York County and Rock Hill and other local governments to make sure we all know what's going on and we're all on the same page.
All right, so you got 400 miles that are open up now. Mm-hmm. I asked you this beforehand. I don't know how you track this, but has anybody walked all 400 miles of this thing?
I know one guy. There may be more, but I know one guy. We've had him come out. We sometimes will do little just gatherings at breweries and things like that to let people know about what the Carolina Thread Trail is, and we've had him come out and speak once and tell people about that project of his to walk all of the Carolina Thread Trail.
Woo.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. I wonder if he's going to walk all 1,600 miles when it's done.
Yeah.
Do you have any kind of a timeline on that, or is that just something you do as opportunities present themselves?
Yeah, we really do have to operate very often in a way that's fairly opportunistic. There's sort of phases of this. You make this general master plan, and it's a line on a map, but when it really comes to the actual trail design is when you really get down to saying, and this is exactly where it's going to go. It's going to turn left here and right there. And then we have, you know, property acquisition of property. That's a huge thing that we've got to do. Sometimes when people see a line on the map close to their house, they might feel great about it, or they might not. And then design is the next phase, and then construction. Right now, I would say with what's been opened in 2022 and what is going to be coming online in 2023, system-wide is about 30 miles. And that's for recent years, that's a fairly, you know, standard, what we would expect, rate of growth.
That's so pretty good, 30 miles in a year. That's
yeah,
pretty good.
Yeah.
So the pieces of land,
mm-hmm.
I know you hope that they're all donated, and I'm hoping many of them are. I mean, you're not going to buy the land from York County. York County is just going to tie in with this thing, right?
Well, most of the places where the trail, if it's not on one of our Catawba Lands Conservancy preserves, it's generally, it is going to be owned by it might be owned by York County, or it might be owned by, you know, Rock Hill or Fort Mill.
Right.
Sometimes we have, you know, trail easements where we don't need to acquire the entire property and own it in fee. We just, and there are situations where maybe, and, you know, developers who are building commercial developments or residential developments, they recognize how much people value trails.
Right.
It used to be people said, I want to live on a golf course. I'll know I've arrived when I live on the golf course. And these days, that's not what people want. They want to live on a greenway. They want to have access to a trail. And so we work to partner with developers. And a lot of times there will be, we talked about trails being alongside water. Very frequently that's floodplain that can't be developed anyway. So it's a way to produce a little bit of value, to provide an amenity to a segment of a property that is not developable, that benefits the owner of that property and benefits the community. So we look for those opportunities.
So most of your land comes that way.
Yes.
But there are occasions where you have to acquire a piece to
yes,
make a connection?
Yes.
All right. You try to make that as little as often.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I think that would be fair to say. Yeah.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break and remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. We'll relax here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. All right, here we go. We do fresh subs and salads here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. There is a way we do it, and you're going to hear about it right now on the radio, because that's what keeps bringing people in here day after day after day after day. At the count of three, let's go. One, two, three.
Slice. Garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Substation 2 is excellent. It's fresh. The buns just feel like they came out of the oven, and you can't beat the deli meat.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Now open, the new Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill, featuring personalized and comprehensive obstetrical services, 24/7 emergency care, and skilled surgeons who know the importance of getting to know you and your family. Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill, providing care for the Fort Mill community by your local community. Care that feels like home, close to home. Learn more at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com/Fort Mill.
Founders knows you must use your best money-saving strategies to reach your full financial potential, including finding the best interest rates on your credit cards. In our current economy, you've got to make every dollar count. That's why Founders offers low balance transfer rates on all their credit cards. Get the most out of your credit card. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc to apply and save today. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required. Federally insured by NCUA.
There are very few genuine money managers in America, and one just happens to be your neighbor. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see what a money manager can do for you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is more about property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
I like the lunch special pricing.
I like the bread, good prices, and location.
Man, it's just utterly delicious.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. We have Jessica Otto with us. Jessica is the Director of Development and Marketing for the Carolina Thread Trail, and we've been going through this incredible project that's been underway now for, well, not quite 20 years, but a good 15 years. And already 400 miles has been opened up, connecting eventually the two Carolinas. When it's all done, it's going to be 1,600 miles. And for those of you who like to walk or ride your bicycle, don't ever say there's no place to do it, right?
That's right. And also, paddle your kayak. We have Blue Ways as part of our segment, too.
Well, I didn't know about that.
System too. Yeah.
So tell me about this.
So we have designated Blue Way with some put-ins along the South Fork River corridor and the Catawba River. And again, just visit our trail map at carolinathreadtrailmap.org, and you can search for that if that's something you're interested in. You can find where you can put in your kayak and paddle along the Carolina Thread
How
Trail.
How about that? CarolinaThreadTrailMap.org? Mm-hmm. Okay, very interesting. So, you are responsible for development,
yes,
raising money to make all this stuff work. Tell me how that's been going.
It's really been incredible to see the support that our community has for trails. You know, we have been doing a capital campaign to try to build the next 200 miles of the Carolina Thread Trail. And I started with the organization in January of 2020, and you can imagine around about March of 2020 how the forecast on a project like raising $10 million might seem. We were saying, gosh, is there any possible way we can continue with this? And I would tell you that in a weird way, having the pandemic really, I think a lot of people, it was a moment when they said, gosh, what do I value in my life? What's important to me? And for many of us, the answer was, it's important to me to be able to have access to the outdoors, to be able to walk in the sunshine, ride my bike. And we had incredible support. That original $10 million goal was met and exceeded. We raised over $12 million. And I'll tell you, over $1 million of that was here right in New York County. We had support from your supporter, Founders Federal Credit Union. So thank you to them and Comporium and others. And so it was really incredible for us to see just how much enthusiasm and willingness to invest there was for trails. But again, I have to say, too, I want to add to that, the money we raise, these private sources of fund, are leveraged at a rate of something like 15 to 20 times over by the money that's invested, you know, from taxpayers in right. by the counties and by the towns that are part of the Carolina Thread Trail. So our money. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was curious whether or not you seek grant opportunities.
We do. We do. In fact, just this week, there's been some new grants available through, this is in North Carolina, but in the state of North Carolina for doing feasibility studies for trail corridors. And we actually turned in a couple of grants this week with some partners. One was, I want to say, partnering with Mecklenburg County and the town of Harrisburg and Cabarrus County to do a trail crossing between those three jurisdictions with us. So for sure we do.
So I'm sure that if anybody is interested in donating to this, they can go to the same website?
You know it.
CarolinaThreadTrailMap.org?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, all absolutely. Right. We'd love to have your support.
You mentioned construction. I'm not quite I guess I don't understand. When you acquire a piece of property for your, for the trail, and it's not paved, right? Are you going in? What are you doing when you say construction? Tell me.
And again, this is generally going to be one of our partners doing this work. This will generally be, it'll be City of Rock Hill doing something like this, just like the project they just completed down here by River Park.
Okay.
And so it's sometimes if it's a rail trail, a lot of the work is done for you, because if you had a railroad line there, it's already pretty good for a trail. It's been leveled out. You've got it nice and smooth and ready to go. You've got to do some work like with railroads. You've got to do an environmental assessment and make sure that whatever those trains were carrying, didn't do contaminate the land there. And if they did, you might have to mitigate that. If it's a natural surface trail, you might not need to do much more. It might just be gravel. But places like Mecklenburg County, they're always going to build an ADA accessible trail, which means it's going to be a certain width and it's going to be paved. And so there's that type of work.
So your partners are primarily doing any construction work on
this
trail.
That's right.
So as far as, and that would apply as well to maintenance?
That's exactly right. That's exactly
right. So you all don't do anything really for building trails or maintaining trails. You just put the pieces together.
Most of the time we have some trails that are on Catawba Lands Conservancy Preserves where we do maintain them and build them. But that's a tiny little proportion of the 400 miles.
So when you raise $12 million, which you have, those dollars are used for what?
They're used for, we have a grants program where we give money out to communities for their activities. And a lot of times what you'll see, and you know how public budgets get put together, having a little bit of private money at the start can really get something going. It shows some good faith. You can say, okay, if we can get this much, well then yeah, we'll put this in our capital improvement plan. And so sometimes our money can leverage projects and accelerate them, get them started a little quicker. But like I said, most of the time the projects are really paid for mostly by taxpayers, and that private money that we provide is a small proportion of it.
And I think, I hope I'm right about this, the Carolina Thread Trail made a contribution towards the Catawba Bend Preserve feasibility study, long-range plan,
yes,
whatever it was.
That's right, yes.
Yeah, about $25,000,
yes,
something like that.
That's correct.
Okay, good. So what's on the table for 2023?
So 2023, you know, here we're sitting here in Rock Hill. I've been really impressed with Rock Hill and their commitment to multimodal transportation. They've got what's called the box here in Rock Hill. You're probably familiar with this, which is just, you know, getting you up Galleria Boulevard down to downtown Rock Hill and then around Celanese. And so we're continuing. The Thread Trail part of that is just along that Dave Lyle Boulevard corridor. And
right.
There's going to be... Rock Hill is going to start on looking at design for a corridor at Northside Recreation Center between Iredell and Aragon Street.
Right.
And that'll be great. There's already, I believe that the town already has ownership of what they need in that corridor. So they won't have to, when you were talking before about you know, acquiring land, they won't need to do that. That's already done. We mentioned before that Fort Mill is redoing their Trails and Greenways Master Plan, which is really important work for our connections from Mecklenburg to York to Lancaster counties. So we're excited about that. And this year, our organization, one of the things we'll be looking at with our staff is just opportunities to further extend the trail along the Catawba River south from Waterford Golf Club to the Catawba Indian Nation.
Well, if you can get to the Catawba Indian Nation, then you're going to be right on the edge of the Catawba Bend Preserve.
Yes, yes.
And that'll take you down there a ways.
Yes.
And I don't know what's beyond that.
Well, there's, and I said right at the top of the show that, you know, the master plan goes all the way to Great Falls, South Carolina. And
oh,
talk
Lord.
About another exciting project.
Woo! What Duke is doing down there?
Amazing. And
oh, yeah.
So we were able to assist with that, helping Chester County acquire a couple of grants. From the state of South Carolina, won a private grant to acquire that CSX rail line. So there's a trail open down there now because of our support with that. But that's just going to be an incredible transformational project. There's going to be, you know, whitewater and a state park and a visitor center and trail. And eventually, the Carolina Thread Trail is going to go from here in Rock Hill all the way down there. There are a lot of landowners between here and there, so we've got a lot of work to do.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you've never seen whitewater kayaking, you really have missed something. I'm not sure I'm brave enough to do it.
It's fun to watch.
It's fun to watch because these people are superhuman, and the rapids that they build, and that's what they're creating down there.
Yeah, and there'll be one, I understand, that's more of like a class one that us mere humans might decide to attempt if we're having a brave day.
If you're having a brave day.
Yeah.
But if you're a pussycat and want to sit on the side.
It's also fun.
It's also fun.
And you can take a lovely stroll.
And that is great for Great Falls. I mean,
absolutely.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we've just about run out of time. So, again, Jessica, if people want to, you know, get more information on this, tell them where we go.
Yes, our main website is carolinathreadtrail.org, and from there you can navigate to, or you can go directly to, carolinathreadtrailmap.org. So those are the two places to go and look, and you can find us on social media, all the usual spots, and we would love to have you as part of our family.
Okay, Jessica, thanks for being with us, and make sure you say hello to that guy. What's his name?
Brett.
Anyway, that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk Show, live from Substation 2, Sharon Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right, one more time. Ben is here. He can help us out. Fresh subs and salads, 6 days a week here at Substation 2. How do we do it here? 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice.
Garden, garden, garden.
Ah, well done. Have a wonderful day. See you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.